Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey now, Semper Fi. Welcome into this Wednesday edition of Sports Talk here on WWL, AMFM.com, and the Odyssey app, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, NFL and college football analyst Mike Dettillier. I'm Christian Garrick, Charlie Long at Master Control, and on Sports Flash, taking your calls on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines at 504-260-1870. Pretty good practice today. We'll get to some of the details in a little bit, but KJ Costello, Mike and Bobby, the Saints have added him at quarterback from Mississippi State. You remember him from that record-setting performance against the LSU Tigers in the 2020 season.
One game hit, 623 yards, and that's when LSU was still known as DBU. And it wasn't after it. Man, he torched them. And then after that game, teams figured out how to play him like everybody else did at Stanford. You put pressure on him. He feels the pressure 2 seconds before the snap. And
well, he literally would be a camp arm.
Yeah,
you know, you talk about a camp arm. They don't want, like, Andy Dalton and Ian Book taking all these reps.
Yep.
I'll tell you, they want an extra arm, and then also in the fourth quarter in the preseason.
Yeah.
Mike, I think I know he was in the USFL. I want to say I saw him.
He was
him
with
come
the
in.
Chargers.
No, the star, the Philadelphia
star. No, but
star.
He was with the LA Chargers last summer.
Okay.
I think for like 2 weeks. And then he was with the Stars, and he was El Stinko in the one game I saw.
And he went in when the starter got hurt, but I don't. He didn't look prepared. But I think he's familiar with the Saints' offense.
Yes, he is.
When did we bring him in?
In the spring.
In the spring, yeah. So that's one of those they keep him on. What do you even call it? Rolodex. What do you call it? Keeping
speed
it in your
dial?
Phone? Speed dial. Yeah.
And, emergency contacts.
Emergency contacts. Oh, well, you know, because they have a list like that on every player. You know that who could be. Come in and help us. We don't
that's
not develop him.
That's your pro scouting department.
Yeah, yeah. That one game, you can always tell his grandkids. It's like the one hit wonder. No one done it any better.
And I beat the national champs. They were the defending national champs, and I brought them down. So he can tell that to his grandkids.
Yeah, yeah. Because that one game though, DBU turned into DB poo. That was when. If you had any DBU t-shirt, you need to put that on the back of the closet.
We're just getting started here. Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier, Christian Garrick. Bobby's Notebook is next here on WWL.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Back here on Sports Talk, Bobby, Mike, and Christian. Time for Bobby's Notebook, brought to you by TrainSouth.com. It's hard to stop a train. Bobby, Mike Thomas had a day today.
Well, he earned the nickname Can't Guard Mike, and even the fans were chanting it. There was no joke in Can't Guard Mike, because that was the case today. No matter who was guarding him, and it wasn't bad coverage. It's just he has such strong hands. And you know how we were all bitching last year about contested throws? That sometimes it was all not quite 50-50, but it wasn't like he's so wide open. No, he goes up and just gets the ball. Remember last year, who was the receiver from Oklahoma, went to the Saints Dolphins with the Texans?
Kenny Stills?
Kenny Stills. He was like 20-80 or at the most, like 20%.
It was more like 90-10.
So... it wasn't no 50-50 balls last year, so I think that's why that gives a quarterback a lot of confidence. You know, you put it in my vicinity, and you're able to make plays. But I thought the offense was outstanding. I thought Andy Dalton, you couldn't get more accurate than Andy Dalton on those 7-on-7 red zone. He was throwing touchdown after touchdown. Michael Thomas is catching 3 touchdowns. It was truly the offense was like they were clicking. And then
didn't you think this was his best day in camp?
The most accurate. He his ball placement, even, you know, they worked on short yardage, 3rd and 1, 4th and 1. I think the defense just basically stopped him one time. And even on a 3rd and 1 situation, you know, you're taking a chance. If we're running on him, why are we going to pass? And, you know, you're playing bump and run, mad coverage. Roby didn't have bad coverage. He was right all over Michael Thomas. He had a fade route. That had been a plus 20-yard gain. So the only bright spot that I saw was 4th and 1. T.J. Carter, that one-year guy at Kentucky, he stuffed that short yardage, and it would have been for -1 yard. So a big offensive day. Now, the fans, they got their money's worth today. The siren went off, the lightning at the end. They were still doing team red zone. So basically they lost maybe 5-10 minutes of practice. But they got in a lot of quality work, you know, highly competitive, one-on-one. I thought C.D. Deuce was highly competitive, but he's not invincible. I mean, it was a point where he's looking at the officials. One time he was all excited. He had a great coverage on Jarvis Landry. Not so fast. The official threw the flag. And holding. And so, you know, you're going to have – but the battles are there. You know, back and forth, you could see the competition. Like I said, Andy Dalton, this might have been his best practice. Even this tight end that we haven't talked about, there's another Pitt tight end, J.P. Holtz. He caught a couple of passes where he even had a touchdown on Caden Ellis. I think it was in Caden Ellis' zone in the red zone. And the reason why I bring him up, because he was the one that also got in a fight, J.P. Holtz, with Taco Charlton. You know, and they threw a few punches. All they could do is break their hand, hitting one another in the face. But looking at Taco Charlton, he's got to really do something. He's already been considered a bust when you think about it. He's number 54. He's, you know, Mike, where was he drafted first round
in
Dallas?
He was in the 20s with the Cowboys.
Yeah, first round in the 20s, never worked out. I mean, you know what Taco Charlton kind of reminds me of? Maybe a better version. You know, this is going into 6 years out of Michigan. You know, he was at Pittsburgh, then now he's coming to the Saints. He's like a Kevin White. Version that, but you look, first round draft pick, they both going into their, you know, 6 year, but at least Taco Charlton's played more,
yeah,
than Kevin White.
Kevin White, he's got everything, but he can't catch the ball. I mean, physically, he looks like the guy. He's got great leaping skills,
and he can run.
Size, he can run. He just can't catch the ball.
Yeah, 6'3", 215, out of West Virginia. Mike, that wasn't really a problem with him at West Virginia.
No, that tells me, Bob, is between the ears.
Yeah,
is between the ears. And with Taco, man, he's bounced Cowboys, Dolphins, Chiefs, Steelers. Now the Saints. The Saints, he was the 28th overall pick. I was going to say 26, but he was actually 28th.
He's gotten in a couple of fights, with Penning and now with J.P. Holt. So he needs to go. He'll be playing third, fourth quarter. Can you come in there, get a sack?
Make some plays.
Be disruptive. I like the banner as far as the banter, I should say. Let me pronounce that T. How DeMario Davis and the defense going at one another with the offense. You know, because the offense, they were rolling. That's probably one of the better periods we've seen in a while because our defense is pretty stout, 7-on-7 in the red zone, and they were scoring touchdown after touchdown. I want to say we scored like about 7 touchdowns. Now, there's no pass rush. Now, DeMario Davis, they all talking trash to one another, receivers and the DBs and the linebackers and all, and so DeMario Davis said, let me see what y'all going to do in team period. It is a 7-on-7 that – so that's all. It's all fun being highly competitive amongst teammates. I thought this is one area that the Saints have excelled in. And look at the timing. The offensive line is doing it right. They're selling the play. It's the screen play. It's been 3 screens. I know we've had 15 to 20 plus. Well, today, Tony Jones Jr. And, we let go Malcolm Brown, the veteran running back, because I think they want to see more of Tony Jones Jr. He's built on practice after practice. They want to see more with Abram Smith. They want to see more with Azigbo. So that's why they know what they have. Mike and I was talking about this, about Malcolm Brown. They can always, bring him back, whatever. He might be somewhere else, but
yeah, you got a pretty.
They want to see the young guys running.
You got a pretty long resume. You know what Malcolm Brown can do and what he can't do.
Yeah. And then that one screenplay, Tony Jones Jr., it would have been for sure a 40-yard-plus gain, if not a 60-yard touchdown. And that's the type of play you have to be able to execute, especially if your opponents are getting a field pass rush and they're overly aggressive. So our defense didn't do a better job defending the screen, but the offense, I thought that was a screen play, and Ian Book would take that any day because, boy, you just dump it off, and then all of a sudden, oh, Ian Book, 60-yard touchdown pass, and he just threw a little screen.
Maybe seven yards downfield.
I can remember throwing like a slant, and you might get creamed, and you're on the ground, or like you wait in the last second, and you get creamed, and you dumped off a screen, and you kind of get up, and you look, and you're just saying under your breath, like, go. Yeah, touchdown. Then I said, I remember throwing Anthony Carter slant, touchdown. He'd take it to the house. Oh, that must have been a bomb. No, it was a quick slant.
Looks like a bomb in the stat sheet.
Yeah, but he got that yak.
In the box score.
One of the guys today, he looked really good. And maybe his best practice was Landon Young. Then all of a sudden, Cam Jordan comes in. Back-to-back plays, Cam beat him.
Yeah,
it goes to show who you're going up against. Yeah. It does make a difference. But you can see the improvement in Landon Young, especially as a pass protector. He's always watch footwork and bending at the knees and weight. Not bending at the waist. Try not to do it. More at the knees. And he's gotten much, much better with that. And he had a good practice session. And then all of a sudden, Cam comes in. And, man, okay, back-to-back plays.
I think this is good for the defense, talking about the rush, and not so good if you're counting on him to start. When I see Trevor Penning, I think Carl Granderson would eat his lunch right now in a real game.
I saw that rep today.
I'm just saying.
Isn't it obvious that unless there's an injury, James Hurst is going to be the starter game one at left tackle?
Yeah, I would think because of his experience and everything. But what
is Penning struggling with? What we've been talking about, his hands. He's used to being able to out-muscle everybody else.
And his footwork. I see him a lot of times, his angle placement in pass protections, he's a little off balance. And I watch him and Zach work. Before practice, and Zach is always working with him with his body balance skills and just making sure they don't kick you off balance. But you every week you play in a really good defensive end. Well, you didn't see that at Northern Iowa.
And I could see with Carl Granderson, now we don't know about Peyton Turner. We don't know about Marcus Davenport. That I could see Carl Granderson, you can count on him. That he's starting, that he's playing opposite of Cam, And he's going to not just be in the rotation, get a lot more reps.
Okay,
now, it's all about production. But
you said 6.5 sacks for Granderson. I take the over.
Yeah, no, he looks
I
like that.
I take the over on Granderson.
Yeah.
He has really, the last, I'm going to say, 8 practices. Man, he really looks good. He's a totally different player from when he first came here. He's physically gotten stronger. But, man, it's his ability to come off the snap. He gets low and make that turn. And he's got great length. But now you can also play him on running downs because he's not 245 pounds anymore. He's 285 is what he told us.
Oh, yeah. He's the every down defensive end right now. Now, if he's able to hold up on that end,
yeah.
And then he'll get more reps. He'll get more snaps. You know, whether opponents are doing 65, 70 plays, I can see him right now being at least on half of those, you know, even other guys rotating in.
He just looks like his pass rushing repertoire is thicker as well. He's got more moves, counter moves.
He always was such a good pass rusher. I think now what he's got is some power rush moves that he didn't have. And I think you see that added to his arsenal because he was a speed edge guy.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, what do you told
us? He's stronger.
He's 175 pounds coming out of high school as a senior.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how he ended up at Wyoming. Can you imagine?
By the way, that's a player that Carl Granderson, we talk about all the time when the pads come on, who kind of stands out.
It's him.
He fits that.
He fits it.
Well, and he was standing out in OTAs and minicamp.
He sure was.
You know, there was two guys, Alante Taylor and Carl Granderson, DA.
And unsolicited. Yep. Remember that? Alan kind of went with
it. They were having like a great offseason.
And Alante, too.
Yeah,
You can see. That guy, he's going to be more than a special teams player. He's got a chance to be a starting player in this league. I'm not saying as a rookie, but in that nickel and dime package, man, it's going to be hard to keep him off the field. Alante Taylor could flat out play.
By the way, Bryce Thompson waived injured today.
Yeah.
After going down yesterday with a bad leg injury.
So, but they have to do an injury settlement.
Yeah,
right?
But waived injured. They settled with him, but they can bring those guys back.
And you need the spot.
Yeah.
Right.
At this stage.
Yeah, you're not going to be at risk of losing him because he's going to rehab in all likelihood with your doctor, your team, our close eye on his rehab. And if he rehabs well, you can bring him back. You're not going to lose him to another team.
You know, I
think they like him.
Yeah, they like him.
I think they really like him.
You know, we were talking about, that running back rotation comes Saturday night against the Texans. And so when you look at Malcolm Brown, he's out of the picture. You know, here was a guy, you know, going into his 8th season if you look as of late, Abram Smith, you look at Zigbo, and then you look from Notre Dame. Tony Jones Jr. has had the most significant practice as far as making plays. Remember when he caught that wheel route, that touchdown? Looked like definitely like that'd be an Alvin Kamara kind of play. But he did that last year to beat out Latavius Murray, let Murray go to the Ravens. But then starts at the beginning of the year, we didn't get nothing from him. We had to bring in Ingram, you remember?
Mm-hmm.
Because Tony Jones Jr., he's hurt.
What I'm interested in with Abram, because I've seen him so much at Baylor, and then he got switched to linebacker and then back to running back, is he's what I would call a pinball runner. He's got speed to turn the corner, and he runs well between the tackles. He's always got his head up, and he catches the ball well. But what I want to see is, when you're a pinball runner in college and in high school, which it was the same thing, can you break away from people at the NFL level? Okay, because he's a collision guy, you know, and then he breaks away from that collision type tackle. Can you do that at the NFL level?
Right. Oh, but without a doubt. And Christian, right quick, I'm going to ask this before we go to the break.
We're not going to the break. We're going to Longshoreman here in a minute.
Okay, so we all can answer this. This is from, 2087. So you think Granderson is starting over a healthy Davenport? We're not saying that.
But starter is a relative term.
Yes, because when you go in, let's say in the middle of the second quarter, you don't think that drive counts? You're a starter.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then you could be whatever. Who's the best pass rusher? We do NASCAR. When you got your four best, and Onyemata, you think, could be a part of that. He wants to be part of that. Your best pass rushes on an obvious passing down, like third and long. But the thing is with Granderson, you know what else? How, again, you pick and choose who you pay. We're talking about that with C.D. Deuce right now. Well, they got to make a decision with Davenport. And the more that Granderson produces, then it's not as much pressure. Oh, well, we have to have Davenport. You know, you don't know what the market's going to be.
Right.
That's the same thing. Let me tell you these three players.
But somebody's going to pay Carl if you don't.
Yeah. Well, Deontay Hardy, the same thing. Wants to get paid. Well, they have to make that decision. C.D. Deuce. And then Davenport, and then you could also throw like Mike throwing Carl Granderson. You're not gonna be able to pay them all.
And the good news about
Eric McCoy
Granderson
is gonna be another guy. You're gonna have to peel out plenty dead presidants.
Because we're not counting
about Granderson though, is that he's an undrafted free agent, so he gets restricted free agent.
Right,
first.
Right. Before, yeah. So you don't, and he's not the type of guy that would make waves.
No,
you know, it seems like, man, I'm so happy to be with the Saints. Well,
if I see him for that long and I'm convinced he's my guy, I give him that contract.
No, but Mike, I don't think they do that in advance because he wasn't a number one draft pick, and the personality comes into play. Because Granderson, you say, oh, give him a contract early. No, they're using that contract because of the CBA as leverage. Now with Grant,
and it's incentive.
It's Davenport, the one that now.
Because Davenport.
It's
going
to
be the toughest call because when we've seen him healthy, he is a man out on that field. You want to pay him because of time missed?
Well, and I always take it for the players. But, you know, sometimes the players can't handle this. Will they pick up my option year? You know, the whole option year to get paid. Okay, if they don't pick it up, how about you go prove it? Then you hold all the leverage like Kirk Cousins.
Every year.
Look what Kirk Cousins did. A lot of players, though, because of health and you're rolling the dice at security as far as injury. But
I'm going to ask you, do you think we'll see somebody else in our lifetime like Kirk, like what he did every year? Sort of banked on himself.
They initially trying to get guaranteed contracts in the future right away before they even do anything.
That's right.
Yeah, no, what Kirk Cousins did, that's why.
He may have been the last of the Mohicans.
As far as betting on himself. And you know who else did that? Joe Flacco.
Yep.
Joe Flacco with the Ravens betted on himself. Now I'm not saying he was worth that, but he ended up winning a Super Bowl, and the Ravens had to pay him.
On our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text lines, we find Longshoreman. Go ahead, Longshoreman. You're on WWL.
Hey, Christian, Bobby, Mike. Thank you all for slipping me in before you go to the break.
Thank you, brother.
I wanted to be out there today, man. I think Little Longshoreman was there with some friends. I can't call him Little Longshoreman anymore. He's taller than me, probably by an inch or two. But it sounds like they had a great practice, man. That's exciting to hear. Good to hear that Mike sounds like he's not missing a beat at all, man. That's good to hear.
Yeah, he don't look like he ever got hurt, Longshoreman. I don't know. He don't look a step slower. He looks like he's ready to roll. I'm not saying he's going to be NFL Offensive Player of the Year again, but he looks pretty good.
I'll put it like this,
game.
Longshoreman. If he didn't play have another practice for training camp, I'd be okay with it.
I'd bubble wrap him.
I'd be okay with it. If he didn't practice for the rest of the game.
He might want to go against the Packers a day or two. Yeah, to do
but
that.
But I don't think you play him in a preseason, game.
No,
you just
no,
don't play
I
him.
I wouldn't.
Man, Aaron Rodgers
really
said that preseason is garbage.
Probably one of the most encouraging things I'm hearing is how good Andy Dalton looks because, you know, hey, look, you know, we don't know how durable. It's still a question mark with Winston. I pray that he's successful, and we want Winston to do good. But, man, if he goes down again, it sounds like might be okay.
Hey, you're in good shape.
Well, Longshoreman, we're in the production business. I mean, who that nation wouldn't care if Ian Book would come out of nowhere and lead us to a world championship.
Which, by the way, he's looked better.
Yes.
He's looked better the last two or three practices.
You know what? More reps, he's looked better.
It doesn't matter where you come from, north, south, east, west. Are you going to win or are you going to lose? Production business.
I mean, Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier, Christian Garrick, this is Sports Talk here on WWL.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back here on Sports Talk and to our Oakland Heart Jewelers text line, Mike Thomas could be up for Comeback Player of the Year with a good year. I'd put some money on that.
Without a doubt.
I'd put some money on that.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, I mean, you can probably look at what are the odds in Vegas with that. I'm sure they got some odds on that.
That's a safe bet. I mean, come on, 95, 100 catches? He'd be a shoe-in for Comeback
Player
of the Year.
To me, he would be right now. I don't know when they place the odds. It constantly changes. But he would be one that I think it would not be value. The more he plays, like, oh, well, he's the favorite.
Right.
The more then people see him.
We got to stop talking about him so we get the number down. Yeah. Stop talking about him. Our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines are open at 504-260-1870. What did you say, Charlie?
Derek Henry. I got the list right here for the Comeback Player of the Year
odds. List?
Derek Henry is the favorite at plus 400. Jameis is second at plus 500. McCaffrey is third at plus 800. Baker Mayfield fourth at plus 1,000. And Michael Thomas fifth, plus 1,600.
Yeah, I take that.
Yeah, that.
I take that. I see the list, hear the list. I'll take that.
Matter of fact, I'm going to go on the FanDuel Sportsbook right now.
Yep.
Our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines are open at 504-260-1870. We wrapped up Bobby's notebook. A couple things I want to expand on. We talked about Trevor Penning and the rough rep he had with
Carl Granderson.
Oh.
Who else on that offensive line, either the ones or the twos, that you might be a little shaky on? Are you seeing enough from Cesar Ruiz?
He's better.
Yeah.
He's better than we've seen him. Again, I want to see him in a real game. From a pass protection standpoint, his strength always was he was a really good run blocker. He really was at Michigan. He hasn't been a dominant run blocker in the NFL, but, man, he struggled in the pass protection part of the game. Really, really has. And that puts a lot of pressure on Eric McCoy. A lot of pressure on Eric because now Eric got to kind of feel a little bit to help him out. And I'm just glad this football team picked up Nick Martin. I'll be honest with you. Because to me, Nick Martin, a veteran center still out there, late in the process for you to pick him up.
The Bucks might have went after him.
The Bucks lost another center today too.
Yeah, but it was heat
cramps.
Heat related.
Okay, good. So, well, good and bad. Yeah, I don't want to see him go down, but
no, he had cramps. Come on, now, how can you get cramps? You practice one day, one practice.
But didn't hydrate properly.
Yeah, that's true. That's probably what happened.
Now, or a big man that loses 15, 18 pounds.
Yeah, I hate to keep harping on the weather, but. We've really been lucky.
No,
so
the
far
weather's been,
We caught June now, could you imagine?
Well, we wouldn't have to worry about, I guess you could have heat lightning, but remember it wasn't raining, but the heat index, you know, 110,
man,
112, that's when we went inside. Oh, it's a clear day. Why are they going inside? Because it's so freaking hot outside.
Our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines are open at 504-260-1870. Coming up a little later on in the program, Kirk Merrick. We spoke with the Destrehan product, wide receiver for the Saints. He's making plays, Mike and Bobby.
Oh, man. Every day. He's getting better every day. And I can say the same thing about Dejon Dixon, who he made a touchdown catch today and won right over the top. Really nice. But Kirk, and I go back a ways with Kirk. And we were talking about that today. First time I ever saw him, he was running track. He's a 100, 200-meter track guy, a really good one. Great speed, the ability to, once he catches it, he's one step fast. Takes one step and he's fast. How much more can he do other than receiver? Can he be a return guy? I joked with him about, hey, you're going to play running back? Hey, he's willing to do it. I saw him at Destrehan. He was tremendous as a runner. So who knows? Somewhere down the line, you might see that.
A Debo Samuel kind of role?
Could well be. All I know is Kurt Merritt is a guy with the football in his hands. He put a lump in your throat because if you got one shot at him and then he's up the field fast. And I think his experience, Bob, we talked about this, his experience in Miami. Those 2 years have really helped him out.
Yeah, because Miami have Xavier. They have some DBs like the Saints. They have a good defense. So you get better. You go against different competition. And what I like about Kirk Merritt also that he's a kid of the Houdat Nation. He's a Houdat Nation member as a kid, as a little boy, who has the opportunity to be part of the Houdat Nation as a player. Think about that.
He's Bobby Hebert.
There's not too many. That's a small list.
I'm Christian Garrick. This is Sports Talk. Bobby, you crack me up. Back here on Sports Talk, Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier. I'm Christian Garrick. Saints training camp well underway. We got to Bobby's notebook, which we'll recap a little later on throughout the show. Still to come, K-Dog's dogs and sounds from training camp brought to you by the Sound Banking at First American Bank. Text here says, I'm thinking about the tight end position from one day to the next. I hear each of them is doing well. Who do you think will be the starter when the dust settles?
Oh, that is not even close. Taysom, Adam Troutman.
No,
oh,
Taysom Hill.
Oh, okay, yeah. I wasn't even counting Taysom.
I think Taysom's the guy if he's healthy. I think Troutman's the two guy. What will be interesting?
I would say,
I would say no. It depends the play they're running first.
Yep.
So what do you mean starter? To me, they're all going to play. Because if it's first down and 10, they're not putting Taysom and Hill there to run block. They'll pick up that tendency. Nick Vanette's the best run blocker out of the group. Troutman can run block better than Taysom Hill. Taysom Hill is probably the most explosive player. Jawan Johnson, it'll be interesting to see what he's going to do in the preseason. Won't but he's it, making catches out there.
Won't it be who you play also?
Yes, the game plan.
I think the game plan. But I think if you're looking at number one, I think it's Taysom because, boy, he gives you something in the passing game. He caught a touchdown. Kind of falling back made the catch in the end zone.
Yeah, no. Taysom looked like a tight end or a receiver running that route
and
scoring a touchdown.
Bobby, Mike, and Christian, Sports Talk rolls on here on WWL.
Tight end by committee.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.